As ICE officers escalate their operations in Maine, many immigrants are afraid to leave their homes, let alone go to work. But at one business just outside Portland, staff and faith leaders are trying to protect immigrant workers by standing watch as they arrive and leave for the day. Maine Public Radio's Patty White reports.
The volunteers take their shifts twice a day just outside the door to American Roots. The apparel manufacturer employs more than 80 people, and more than half are immigrants. They're all here legally, but there are fears ICE agents could still target them.
We are forming a barrier.
Rabbi Rachel Simmons is one of several leaders from nearly a dozen different religious denominations that are represented on a given day.
We are standing between the workers who are being targeted and those who want to do them harm.
On this afternoon, a group of more than two dozen people stretch out in a line along a road where ICE agents have been seen driving by on previous days. They're a wall of downcoats, yarmulkes, and brightly colored clergy stoles that blocks the view of the door behind them.
Immigrants!
My friends!
My friends! You do not walk alone!
The workers find the hymns encouraging, says Reverend Jane Field, the executive director of the Maine Council of Churches. When I scaled up its operations last week, Field says American Roots asked if a couple of faith leaders could come each day to help provide comfort.
I'm like, oh no, you don't understand. We have a God squad. We can call, you know, like I'll just put the bat thing up in the sky and lo and behold, like 20 clergy were there that afternoon.
Members of the community are also here, despite frigid temperatures and biting wind. Julia, who requested we only use her first name because she doesn't want to be targeted by ICE, works at a business nearby.
I really wish this wasn't happening, but it is nice to see that so many people are willing to come out here and freeze our butts off to show people that we've got their backs. Mm-hmm.
With the human wall in place, workers exit in small groups. American Roots co-founder and CEO Ben Waxman quickly ushers them into their cars.
Be safe, okay?
Yes.
Waxman says he supports law and order, but that's not what's happening. He says the immigrants he employs, asylum seekers, refugees, and citizens, are all vetted and working legally in the U.S.
We're spending tens of thousands of dollars to adapt to a situation that at its core is being told we're going after criminals. There are no criminals in my company.
American Roots now has an attorney on site. Waxman says the leadership team's time is consumed with devising plans to keep staff safe. But some workers still decide not to come in, and when production goes down, that affects the business and their suppliers. All of American Roots materials are made in the U.S.
This is a moral issue and a business issue. And from a business standpoint, it's economically catastrophic. And from a moral standpoint, it is beyond immoral, the way that we're conducting treating people who are contributing to our communities.
Back outside, Reverend Field says the hardest part is watching the workers drive away.
Out into the dark, and you just don't know, how will they be safe? Will they get home? I mean, it's hard to believe that this is our country, that you have to say that people driving home from their job live in that much terror.
She says clergy members will come as long as they're needed. For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Portland, Maine.